This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
You're Hidden Power on the air. Doug Steffen here with Laura Banks, and we're going to learn about numerology. I don't think, Laura, we've had anybody on the program that I can remember, at least when I was doing it by myself and with you. I'm not sure. I've talked to and I've used the services of a numerologist in Los Angeles, Nick. I bet Darlene knows who he is. I'm trying to remember his last name. Nick Newmont, that's who he is.
Newmont, Darlene, yes.
Yeah, you know him? Yeah, okay, yeah, you're in a couple of good books, yeah. Darlene Chadbourne is with us here, along with Laura Banks, who is an actress. She's, what did I say, there are three words I use to describe
actress,
you.
Actress, author, astrologer.
That's right, there we go. That's good, yeah. I like that, yeah. All right, that's your job, Laura, I have to remember that, so I don't forget it. Yes, right, thank you. All right, so Darlene is a master numerologist. So let's start with that, Darlene. Let us define master numerology. Let's talk about numerology for the unwashed, and then let's learn how you're so good at it, all right?
Well, the first thing is I was really excited to see the title of your podcast being Your Hidden Power, because that's exactly what numerology does, uncovers your hidden power and allows you to either validate if you already know your power or to discover what you're not using. So that's how I help clients, finding their purpose, potential, and really putting themselves out there in a way that they know they want to do, but they don't know how to go about it.
You know, it's interesting. When Laura and I get off onto these things, mostly her, she'll try to take some of the things that she knows about me and give them to people like you. So she said to me the other day, give me your background. I've forgotten it, or she lost my numbers, birth date, that sort of thing, to give to you so that you could come up with something. And then she does the work because she's like a sponge. She's a quick study, so she gets, okay, I'm going to do this myself, yada, yada, yada. So what did you find out, Laura? What do you and Darlene know about you and me and whomever?
Well, I know you're a 9 and I'm an 11.
Which means?
If you just add up my birth dates, well, 11
how do you,
is
well,
a sort of math
how do you,
number.
Darlene, let's tell people what the numbers mean, first of all, in a general sense, and then maybe go back to, I don't want to put the cart ahead of the horse. So let's talk about how you come up with these numbers and what they mean in general, and then maybe you want to give an example of me and or Laura as, you know, how we take the numbers and what they tell us about us.
Okay. Well, the numbers from 1 to 9 are really universal numbers. They're a universal language. Every country, no matter what language you speak, knows numbers. And so the universe runs on numbers. We have a number system that the universe runs on. And numbers in numerology take the vibration of sound in your name. Every time someone says your name, you hear that as a vibration. And every letter vibrates to the numbers 1 to 9.
So when you say vibrate, what is that? What is that a term that
energy.
It's all energy,
energy,
right?
Energy vibration, yes. It's an energy vibration. Like when you ring a bell, you have a vibration, a sound. So your name sounds just like that, too. And because of the letters and the language, we hear it as vibration. And so the number one, I'm just going to comment on Laura and her three choices of careers, all A's. So that triple A gives her a lot of one energy, A being the first letter. And so she is a good starter and beginner, and she can run circles around a lot of people, and she's a leader.
And she runs around in circles, too, as a matter of fact.
I run around circles around Doug, I'll tell you that.
Thank you.
I drive him crazy.
I'm sure, because you being an 11, too, you have that psychic ability and why you're in the alternatives. And Doug being a 9, he is the other end of the spectrum where the humanitarian and just wanting to help everybody. And, you know, the nine is really an unconditional lover of humanity. And they need to find that same unconditional love for themselves.
I'm glad you said humanity, because my luck with individuals when it comes to unconditional love has been hard in the reciprocal, reciprocal terms. Yeah.
Let me tell you, every person that has a nine and there are eight numbers in the blueprint, I tell them, do not ever be in a hurry to get in a relationship, because you have got to wait until you find someone that can operate at that same high level of unconditional love as you can. Otherwise, it's going to be one after another after another.
Oh, you're
well. Let me look over my shoulder here for a second and see who's behind me one after another after another. What's the old expression?
Too personal, but
that's fine. I'm happy to be an example. I do a medical program, and I always say to the doctors, you can use me as an example, tell the story, and I don't mind being personal. I don't want to be private, but I don't mind being personal. And so, you know, sometimes people can learn from your example. And that's why I'm not afraid.
Right. Well, enough about you, Doug, though. So what about an 11? I feel like spiritually I can't meet anybody either. It's like, is it hard to meet someone that's like in the woo-woo area I'm in?
The 11 is, I just had your first name. So I wasn't privy to your date of birth and your full name. So I just had your first name. So Laura is actually a 17-8. Very good connection to above and below. And the soul number of Laura is a 5. I want to be a free spirit. Don't tie me down.
Yeah.
And sometimes a 5 can get so ungrounded that nobody can see you because you're out there in airy fairyland between the 11-2 and the 5. That's very ungrounded energy.
Yeah.
And
airy fairyland.
It's the example of a kite. You know, as long as you're tethering it to the ground, you can see it. But if you let go of that string to the ground, it disappears. And so,
I'm always attracted to a man who's grounded because of that. Like, that's kind of watching out for me.
Exactly.
Because like, oh, where's my cell phone? Where are my keys?
That's one of the reasons you don't ever have to worry about me, because there's nothing about me that's attached to much of anything. All right, hold on a second. We'll continue. Darlene Chadbourne is here with Laura Banks and Doug Steffen. She is a master numerologist. Right now, let's talk about you and your body and how you're doing on all of those promises you made to yourself and maybe to people that you love at the beginning of the year. I'm going to lose weight. Boom, bada boom, bada boom, bada boom. Okay, so how's that working for you at this point? Now we're into March. Had a couple of months under your belt. Is your belt tighter? So you're doing better. You're going to lose the weight. You're going to keep on that program. Super. Lose the weight. But then my question for you is, what do you do once you stop the diet, the exercise, whatever it is, and you start putting weight on again? Then what are you going to do? Aha. You're glad I asked that question, because you know that as far as Doug Steffen is concerned, when he asks a question, he's got an answer. My solution for your problem is pretty simple. It's the all-natural Calitrin, the weight loss formula that doesn't involve gluten, drugs, stimulants, none of that stuff. It's just a good, scientifically proven combo of collagen protein and digestive enzymes that will help to keep the weight off once you lose it. So you can use this in tandem with the program, or you can use it by itself. It doesn't make any difference. There's a 45-day guarantee. You'll be satisfied that you're going to lose the weight, or you're losing it, and you'll keep it off, or you get your money back. Now, these people have been in business for about 24 years. I've been talking about them consistently on the air for almost 4 years. So you got to know there's something going on here that's good. So if you're ready to transform your life and your body, and you want to have that look and keep that look, then let's go to toploss.com, shall we? Toploss.com. Check out all the people that have had success. Check out how the product works. Get your own assistant, if you will. A challenge is to have support and they have lots of support for you, individual counselors at toploss.com. Place to go when you're checking out after you order the product. You'll know you can get one for one, a BOGO deal. Many as you want, you can get duplicated. So buy 20, get 40, that sort of thing. All of it's there. Use the DJV code on checkout, and you won't even have to pay for shipping. That's the DJV code for success. Losing weight, go to toploss.com. Did you know that MyPillow is about more than just a fantastic pillow? MyPillow has given the same attention that they've given to their pillows now to towels and sheets. The proprietary technology in each MyPillow towel makes them highly effective because they're absorbent, soft to the touch, no lotiony feel to them. Each Giza sheet also is made with the world's best cotton, making it ultra soft and breathable. The sateen weave gives them a luxurious finish and will have you sleeping like a dream. Every product is available in a variety of colors and sizes, machine washable, durable, comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Visit MyPillow.com to learn more about it. Right now, for all of the listeners to the DJV programs, all six-piece towel sets and Giza sheets are buy one, get one free. Just use the promo code DJV at checkout. That's MyPillow.com, code DJV for buy one, get one free on all six-piece towel sets and the Giza Dream Sheets.
Now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years, people have trusted Renewal by Anderson for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy four.
800-337-2346. 800-337-2346. That's 800-337-2346.
Interest accrues from date of purchase, but is waived if paid in full within 12 months. Other conditions apply. We've adjusted our operations to serve you safely following all CDC guidelines. Visit renewalbyanderson.com for details.
All right, back into our focus on numerology with Darlene Chadbourne and Laura Banks. I'm Doug Steffen. Using this stuff, do people really grasp onto this, or is it a tough concept? Is it a tough sell? When you look at all the various things that are out there, Darlene, sensitive things to help people, how do you think numerologists stack up?
Well, I think numerology and astrology are right at there, neck and neck, because people are looking where they're at, what they're about, what their soul came in to do in this lifetime, and then direction. And with numerology, we have numbers that signify what you brought in with you as your gifts and what you're currently using, and then what's the future? What are you reaching for? How you're going to accomplish it? And then I give people temporary vibrations because we're all moving in 9-year cycles, and every month we have a number, every year, every day. We could take it right down to the minute if we wanted, but that would sort of drive us nuts. But
and how much will is in that, and how much is fate?
There is both. I feel the soul has a mission. That's my belief. And sometimes we come in, and you, Laura, with that 11, too, those 11s, those twin digits, 11 right up through the 99, are master numbers. And
what does that mean?
Master numbers.
Yeah,
the master numbers are the twin digits, 11, 22, 33.
Well, what does that mean for the person?
It has a title. Like the 11, too, is a master psychic. Okay, why they have a hard time being grounded. They're visual, they're dreamers, they're that way. And the 22-4, which I am, they are grounded, and they have the psychic abilities, but they also have the ability to manifest because they're more grounded. That title is the master builder. And then 33-6 is the master of Christ consciousness or the master of hands-on healing.
Hold on a second. We have to pause for a moment, Darlene, and then we'll continue. I want to talk about where people find their truth and they find advisors. Darlene Chadbourne is here, a numerologist and advisor with Laura Banks and Doug Steffen on Your Hidden Power.
complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Back into another portion of the program with Darlene Chadbourne, an intuitive master numerologist and a consultant. She's been guiding a lot of people of all ages for a long time. It's quite an interesting and dynamic conversation here. Understanding it sometimes is difficult for the average person. Laura and Doug asking the questions, Darlene answering the questions. So I wanted, because you are always being asked questions, Darlene, you're an advisor. Laura is too, because at her Star Gal Network, she gets people all the time who are asking questions based on astrology. What do you suppose would happen if the two of you did a reading together with a person? Is that possible? Make sense?
Outstanding. That would give that person so many different aspects.
Mm-hmm. Oh, incredible. You know, Leslie, who we know, who's on our show, Leslie Smith and Doug, she did a reading here recently. She gets all of her consultants from a therapist who works in tandem and says that the shrink can only go so far. And
exactly.
Just then when you said the number 9 for Doug, you know, that's Sagittarius in astrology, and that's everything you were talking about, which is, you know, humanitarian. And have you ever seen an alignment between astrology and numerology as far as literally? Like you were saying, one is
definitely
the leader, and Aries is a leader.
Definitely, Aries is leader. And that's why I say the whole universe runs on a number system. It's just different interpretations. But with that, the whole piece of astrology as a consultant or mentor, mm-hmm. Which I do a lot, especially for entrepreneurs building their business. They like working with me going forward. And with that, it's my background is psychology. Okay.
Mm-hmm. So
I didn't want to go into traditional psychology. I didn't care for talk therapy. I wanted to do practical things that I could give people. Well, this is how this works and that works, and because I'm a 22-4 master builder.
All right. So here's the bottom line with a lot of people, and it's one of these that people think, well, this is a big secret. There is a feeling among many that men don't like to deal this way with an advisor, because as too hooky pooky, whatever goes on is like doesn't make sense. And then you find out really how many men who are not supposedly interested in this sort of thing are going to see people like you, Darlene, and Laura for business advice, love advice. That's the same reason that women go. But Robin yet men Martinez. Don't want, women don't want, I mean, men don't want people to know, oh, I'm going to go see a numerologist. People make fun
well,
at the
I
bar.
Have a lot of men in my clientele.
I'm sure you do.
And it's not that they don't want people to know. It's just society has put down astrology and numerology for a long time.
Well, ignorance has put it down, and we're becoming hopefully a little more intelligent, although with all of our dependence on these damn devices that the kids are around. I sound like an old fart, but it's really ridiculous.
Oh,
it's gotten to the point of absurdity.
Absurdity. It's cruel. It's demoralizing. The Social Dilemma, a movie now on Netflix, shows that what's going on with this addiction to social media. It's stunning.
It's the disconnect of people. People to people, and this has just gotten worse this year.
Yeah, worse and worse. All right, the book Freedom Through Numbers by Finding Your I Am. Where do we find that? Amazon? Where else do we find that book?
It's on both Kindle and paperback, and any bookstore can get it for you, anywhere you usually buy books. I put it out there because I wanted people to know not only what their numbers are, but how to put them to work.
Yeah, that's great. That's what you need. Practical advice. All right, Darlene, thanks very much. Laura, thank you. Freedom Through Numbers by Finding Your I Am is Darlene's book. Check it out. I'm Doug Steffen. This is Your Hidden Power.
Equivocation. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Understanding philosophical fallacies is critical for figuring out whether or not your arguments are logical or simply rooted in belief. Equivocation is the philosophical fallacy that occurs when the same word is used with two or more different meanings. For example, success can mean many things. What one person considers success just simply isn't what you might define as success. The solution? Well, at least in this case, clearly define what success is to you, and then go after it like your hair is on fire. You have one life, and this, today, right now, is your opportunity to seek your success. Don't get caught up in a logical fallacy. Unequivocally, go after what you want. For inspiration, motivation, and personal growth, download Tackling Life, my podcast with NFL legend Ray Lewis.
Those big wireless companies try to lure you in with a new phone just to lock you into a contract. Not Simple Mobile. If you have a great smartphone you love, you can get a powerful nationwide 5G network without the contract. Just text the word BYOP to 611611 to see if your phone's compatible. Simple Mobile. Out with the old, in with the simple. Message and data rates may apply. Visit simplemobile.com/privacy policy for privacy policy and the terms and conditions at simplemobile.com/terms and conditions. Compatible 5G capable device and SIM required. Actual availability, coverage, and speed may vary. 5G network not available in all areas. 5G upload speeds not yet available.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
On Wednesday, the U.S. House of Representatives will take up the Senate version of the $1.9 trillion coronavirus relief package. Now that it has passed the Senate, it must be approved again by the House before it can make its way to Biden's desk and sign into law. Mexican migration officials on Sunday reportedly shut down a border camp for Central American migrants, sending most of the 800 residents to the United States, regardless of COVID-19 infection status. As of Saturday, 185 of the 1,500 migrants tested positive for the coronavirus at the Brownsville Central Bus Station in Texas. President Joe Biden was sued by 12 states over a climate change-related executive order, saying it has the potential to severely affect states' economies. State attorney generals from Arkansas, Arizona, Indiana, Kansas, Montana, Nebraska, Ohio, Oklahoma, South Carolina, Tennessee, and Utah joined a lawsuit filed by Missouri Attorney General Eric Schmidt. USA Radio News.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
The Republican National Committee has replied to a cease and desist letter from President Trump that demanded that the RNC and other GOP campaign committees stop using his name and likeness in their fundraising materials. RNC lawyer Justin Reamer told Trump's lawyer that it has every right to refer to public figures as it engages core First Amendment protected political speeches. A college football coach says he did nothing wrong, yet he still parted ways from his new job. Dan Araki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau has the details.
At the University of Kansas, and head football coach Les Miles have agreed to part ways. The move comes following the release of a report alleging inappropriate conduct towards female students during his time at LSU. In a Monday evening statement, Kansas Athletic Director Jeff Long said he was disappointed for the school and everyone involved with the football program. The report released last week detailed an investigation conducted at LSU in 2013. Accusing Miles of inappropriate behavior with female students. Miles has denied any inappropriate relations with the students, saying he was mentoring young women at the school.
Les Miles began his career with Oklahoma State Cowboys, where he coached from 2001 to 2004. Following that, he coached LSU from 2005 to 2016. He was at Kansas since 2019. Former First Lady Michelle Obama will be inducted into the National Women's Hall of Fame this year. The National Women's Hall of Fame named Obama as one of the members of its class of 2021, set to be inducted on October 2nd. The organization celebrated Obama as one of the most influential and iconic women of the 21st century. USA Radio News.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Back again on Your Hidden Power. This time it's our weekly visit with Uri Geller, who is the Israeli illusionist. And whenever I mention Israeli and think about things that are going on in Israel and how they apply to the rest of the world, boy, Israel certainly has a knock when it comes to getting people their shots and lifting the COVID thing. I wonder what you were thinking in a practical way before we talk about stuff going on in the museum and that sort of thing and the extra, the worldliness of things from out of this world. This green passport thing in Israel. Now, this is a certificate that shows that you've been vaccinated or you've recovered from the infection so you can go to the gym or the theater or the hotel or go anywhere to restaurants. So what are the people in Israel thinking about this certificate? Good, bad? Does it have bad memories associated with it?
No, Doug, I think it's a brilliant idea because, look, let's face it. You don't know who has COVID-19. You know, it's a silent attacker, and you want to be sure that you got the vaccination. I got mine too. Orit, who is a lawyer, who is standing next to me, you're getting yours tomorrow. The second one, did you say? How, Orit, how do you feel about it? Let America hear.
Hey, all, nice to meet you.
Hi.
Well, I think this is a very big issue as with regards to do it mandatory, if people should vaccinate and you have to, you know, people go to work. Do they have to go and vaccinate? This is a big question. And now, the government says that maybe employees can obligate their employees to get vaccinated in order not to, you know,
As a lawyer, is it legal to require that in Israel? Is that something that would be legal?
Well, this is the big question, actually. This is very hard to answer because we are not familiar with this kind of phenomenon before, okay? But people say that you can't do that because when you get your license, for example, you must do your physical test. So why is this something that the government can impose and this is not? Okay, it's big issues but I can tell you that the government tend to enforce it.
Well, I think you can when you know, the lessons that are learned by watching what goes on in Israel, I think the world can learn from a lot of the points of view or a lot of the positions they take. Yes, Ari?
Yeah, well, you understand that this goes back to the Holocaust.
Yes, that's what the controversy is. You know, like, show me your papers, that kind of stuff.
Exactly, but that's listen, this is a worldwide epidemic. We've got to eradicate it. It'll take time. It'll take 2, 3, 4. Some people say 10 years. Bill Gates says it'll never go away.
Putting it in perspective, there are other people who say that the worst of it will be over by April. I'm tending to be that way because I think that this thing mutates. There's always going to be a flu around. There's always going to be a bug around. There's always going to be something new, and you just have to be prepared for it. And in some circles, we think we overreached here, but I think having people take responsibility, and how else do you get it? I don't like the fact that they are required to have something, but, you know, how else do you get people to do what they're supposed to do? Isn't that the question?
Exactly. And you want to come, you want to fly here for my next birthday, right? And you want to go to the museum, right?
Right, exactly. So I'm going to have a card that says I had a shot in order to get in. Right?
Exactly. And Doug, you and I are the same age. Please make sure that you get vaccinated. You
I have been trying, Uri, I have been trying to get vaccinated for 3 months. And this country is so, I was thinking, I wished I didn't have to card to get into Israel because I probably could go to Israel and get a shot quicker and easier than I can here. It's a mess.
Absolutely. This is what I'm telling my son, Daniel, who is, you know, he's working for the
London.
For 10 Downing Street and for the Attorney General.
Yeah.
And I'm telling him, get on a plane, come here, get vaccinated, get back to England.
Right.
But anyhow, Natalie, our daughter living in Topanga, California, Los Angeles, she says that she's going to go to where they're vaccinating people and towards the evening, towards night, when you're running out of vaccines, they say, we don't want to throw it away. So anybody who wants the leftovers, come and stand in line. So maybe my daughter will get a leftover.
Yeah, that's the way to do it. I think I may do that myself. All right, Uri, thank you. It was good to have you and the lady who's the lawyer there to give us some insight into this green passport business going on in Israel. Uri, always a part of our discussion here. Don't forget his book on dowsing. You can find out more about it and the museum at Uri Geller, URIGELLER, UriGeller.com. Whether you realize it or not, your nose is your first line of defense against virtually all forms of airborne threats. Bacteria, pollution, allergens, viruses. That's why most doctors agree that it's just as important to keep your nose clean as it is to wash your hands or to brush your teeth. Proper nasal cleansing is easy thanks to Navage, the world's only nose cleaner with powered suction. If you ever tried to use a messy neti pot, and you're going to love Navage. Everybody loves it. All the people that are on my programs, breathing more clearly, sleeping better, feeling healthier overall. Navage cleans out all the nasty dust, allergens, pollutions, and even potentially dangerous bacteria and viruses. You wash your hands, you brush your teeth, why not add daily Navage? nasal cleansing to the list. Navage, backed with a no-questions-asked guarantee of satisfaction. Navage is available for you to buy online at navage.com, N-A-V-A-G-E, navage.com. One of the great things about having the ability these days to access technology is if you miss the program, you really haven't missed the program because there are all kinds of ways of getting it, whether it be on podcast form or in playback form. Go to yourhiddenpowershow.com. You can find the episodes, you can find the podcasts, all kinds of things every week, exciting astrological points of view, psychic points of view. As a matter of fact, Mary O'Malley, our resident psychic scout, will be with us in just a moment.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Ellen Kriebel.
A Loveland, Colorado homeowner could go to jail for protecting his property from melting snow. He paid $10,000 for a permit to add a small addition, but then the city changed the rules. He had to stop work, pay another $30,000 for a new permit, and wait for approval. He waited so long winter came, and melting snow was pouring off the unfinished roof into his basement. He tacked up some plastic to temporarily route the water away, and the city compliance officers pounced. He was dragged into court for putting up plastic without a permit while waiting for the permit. Even the court could not figure out what he had done to deserve such abuse. In America, it's the government's job to protect our rights, not steal them. Thieves go to jail, not innocent victims.
For more information, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
Do you suffer from lower back pain, knee pain, foot pain, plantar fasciitis, arthritis, fallen arches, or neuropathy? Do you? If yes, just stop and write this magic word, G-Defy. G-D-E-F-Y. What is G-Defy? G-Defy is the footwear designed by Gravity Defier Medical Technology with the worldwide patented VersoShock sole. Their shoes are clinically proven to relieve pain by a double-blind clinical study conducted by Olive View UCLA Medical Center. You can try a pair free for 30 days with free corrective fit orthotic inserts. If you're not satisfied, just return the shoes for a full refund and keep the orthotics as a gift. Put an end to suffering. Save $20 and get free shipping from Gravity Defier when you go to gdefy.com/radio and use code radio. That's gdefy.com/radio. Radio, code radio. You have nothing to lose but your pain.
As I promised a few moments ago, Mary O'Malley, who is our psychic scout, is here on the Your Hidden Power program to discuss tools. We all need tools in our toolbox. I don't know that Mary has any, you know, the tools that I'm thinking about are the hammer and the screwdriver and the nails and the things that I get in my truck out of my toolbox. But the tools you have in your toolbox, what are they? What are the things that you've learned, the things that you have to grab onto when you talk to the people that you have? What sort of tools do you have in your toolbox, and how are they used by you to help people out?
Well, a lot of psychics use tools, or at least start with tools, and a lot of regular people like to use the tools, too. So probably one of the most popular are the tarot cards or oracle cards.
Right.
And what they do is...
What's
the
difference between an oracle card and a tarot card? That's good for people to know.
Okay. So there's a standard tarot that everybody's been familiar with for a couple hundred years.
Right.
And then a lot of people have created cards similar to the tarot, but
The pictures are rectangular, and then there are round cards. Is that what you're differentiating? Those aren't tarot cards, are they necessarily?
No, not the round cards are more likely to be more like oracle cards, where they have a kind of different pictures on them, maybe different numbers, maybe different sayings.
Why would one be better or more helpful than another? How do we know what to choose to best suit us?
You choose what you're drawn to, and it could be as simple as, you know, you like the pictures on there. They're all they all basically work the same. The pictures kind of stimulate the subconscious mind. You know, on the tarot cards, there's pictures, there's numbers, there's colors, there's all kinds of different symbolism. And the symbolism itself means something. But even if you don't know what they mean, it can stimulate the subconscious mind and kind of give you a picture, an idea of what it means. So, for instance, I was teaching a class one time on using your intuition, and I passed around a deck of tarot cards to people. And one guy came up and he said, you know, what I asked was, because I had him ask a question of the universe first. He said, I asked whether I should stick with my music or get a regular job. And strangely enough, the card he pulled had musical instruments all over it.
How about that? Yeah.
So, you know, what's the likelihood of that, you know?
Yeah, right, yeah.
No accidents. So it's really cool how that works. And then people who've been using tarot for a long time and understand all the symbolism, they give the most incredible readings sometimes. It just seems like it all comes together, it all makes sense, it all works. So they're pretty powerful tools. Some people use runes. They have, like, the Nordic markings on them. Some people read tea leaves. What
runes? I never heard of that. I've heard tea leaves.
Yeah, the runes are little stones, and they have, like, a Viking alphabet or markings on them that mean certain things. Tea leaves, you drink your cup of tea, and then you look at the pattern of the leaves on the bottom of the cup. And that will give you information, and that's surprisingly accurate too. It's amazing. Some people read what they call their bones or sticks, and they throw them down and read the pattern from the way the bones or sticks fall. Some people use crystal ball or a mirror or water.
Do they still use crystal balls? I didn't know this. I've seen a crystal ball for a long time.
I know. I don't use them. But the way they work is a person kind of uses it as a focus for their inner awareness.
Yeah.
And literally they'll see pictures kind of cross the front of their eyes. And then a lot of regular people use a pendulum. And the pendulum, holding it, will give you yes, no answers, maybe answers, number type, you know, answers, like how many months before this happens. So, and then there's a lot of people that are really good at what's called psychometry, where they can hold an article that belongs to somebody and get impressions and readings off of that.
I remember.
So, just a handful of the tools, you know, that people use.
Which one are you most comfortable, or which ones? Is Mary O'Malley at Psychic Scout or SoulScout.live? Which are you best with, do you think?
In the beginning, I used tarot and oracle cards, but now I don't use anything. Mm-hmm. It's like there came a point where spirit literally knocked the cards out of my hand, and I have a witness.
Really?
And I just use my connection with spirit, so I don't use any tools at this time.
Mm-hmm. And so with that, though, because sometimes you need a little bit high, maybe those things, maybe you're giving me an idea here. Those cards and the other things you were talking about, the tools, are crutches, perhaps, if you aren't as well connected to spirit. Some may not be as well connected, so maybe they need these tools in order to get a decent reading. Yes or no?
No, I think it's a matter of comfort. You know, it's just a matter of what you've learned and what you're comfortable with. In the beginning, it was a crutch. You know, in the beginning, it was a crutch to help me become familiar with how the system works.
How to
works.
Do this. Yeah, right.
But afterwards, I didn't need it.
Mary is writing a book, and she needs your help. Find out how you can help her write her new book at soulscout.live, psychicscout.live. Say again, Doug, redo this. PsychicScout.com or MaryO'Malley.com. Mary is here with us every week on Your Hidden Power to help you out with these very, very important answers to very important questions.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties.
So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the gold stocks boom in the U.S. markets. More stimulus and higher inflation could potentially drive gold prices to record highs in 2021. And with gold exploration stocks poised to skyrocket in the coming months, you have an opportunity to position your trades with red-hot gold exploration stock opportunities. Text the word GOLD to 48542. Get front row access to market intelligence when you text the word GOLD to 48542 and to set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode with your free subscription to the Gold Market Research Report. Text GOLD to 48542 and have this red hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the most promising gold exploration stocks, then text the word GOLD to 48542 and don't get left behind in 2021. Text GOLD to 48542.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Joining us now at 53 after the hour is actress. I coined something last week. You're actress, author, astrologer. I kind of like that. I got to hold on.
Triple A.
Banks is here with a lot of experiences from lots of different things, and that's the best thing about life. We have all these experiences, and she's great at putting them into perspective and sort of getting the flow of the universe, if you will, through looking at the stars. And so under the circumstances, let's see, we had a full moon the other night. They called it the winter moon. Supposed to be the last of the winter moons, but it was big and bright and beautiful, and we're out of Mars being in retrograde. So how does this impact everybody, no matter what their sign?
Oh, gosh. Well, that Mars going forward, Doug, is going to help everyone move on with their plans. And with you being a Scorpio, I just wanted to tell you that the fourth house, which is your money sector, is highlighted beautifully going into 2021. So, farm money and all the prevails
money
coming in. And we sometimes over-focus on money because that keeps us from other things, right? But
yep,
we're all
right.
Kind of concerned about money.
Well,
right
we
now.
Think about our love life and our desires, that becomes a big motivating factor, and that's one of the reasons that astrologers like you, the most frequent question that's asked, well, I guess it's usually three things: your health, your love life, and your job, right? Those are
correct.
The three mainstays of people's questions when they come to you at StarGalNetwork.com for a reading. They're asking those questions. What can I do to manifest a great relationship? And what can I do? Are there times during the month? There are times during the year when I should be more focused on my love life or more focused on making money or, that sort of thing. And so, the answer to that is is yes, right?
Well, the answer to that is you can use the stars to determine the best time to move creatively, artistically, career-wise, love, money. Now with all of these beautiful planets in Aquarius and Pisces, thank you very much, has moved on from Capricorn, there's going to be so much more clarity, kindness. You know, a lot of us did our homework in isolation last year and had to look deeper, and we're coming out now, and we're going to have our house a little more sorted out if we did anything right and didn't watch too much Netflix. Yeah. But for each sign, it's going to be different. Right now, all of us are in more of an altruistic opportunity to help each other and to have understanding and new invention and technologies going forward with Aquarius. You know, there's a lot of chance for growth right now.
Well, that's a good thing. So, Laura, when it comes to making choices, because that's kind of we have, when you're as a good astrologer, giving people input, and you're giving them ideas to think about and choices to make. And so then it comes back, because it isn't up to you. It's not your job. Give them the choices. So how do people take that to heart?
Well, most people, if they're wanting change, I've got to talk them through in a way that profoundly changes their world. Like, I did a reading yesterday, and I really looked under the covers of this particular person who was stuck with a lot of food addictions and an isolation.
Male
and we
or
had
female?
To look at that she was, it was a female, and we had to look at why, and it was to numb herself from everything else she wasn't willing to feel. So the first thing is we've got to get people to a feeling state, to embrace, well, where's going to be the easy parts? That's going to be where the Jupiter is located in the chart. So first we look at where are the gifts going to come in naturally, organically, that you're not focusing on enough out of usually fear. And then we look at Saturn, where the hard lessons are, and we go, okay, here you've probably learned a lot of this already if you're like over 21 years old, although your Saturn return won't be till you're 27. But then, okay, how can we integrate where you have developed this talent for building things with Saturn? Is it in your first house of identity? That means you're a spokesperson or a writer. You're out in the world as a personality. Is your Jupiter, you know, in the seventh house of partnerships, then you should be rigorously looking for a partner, because money and love will come in from partnership. Everything will come in from partnership. You know, so you really want to look at Jupiter and Saturn, and then I have a, you know, then I use my, you know, any kind of psychic talents I have to see, and underneath, all right, you didn't really tell me about this, but it's obvious here that a relationship happened and you've given up because of that relationship. But let's focus on what is possible going forward with your Jupiter, where it's located. And really, it's just me being compassionate and patient to uncover in an hour where this person is usually given up in life. There's a resignation, and we want to get
don't
on with
give
the
up. That sounds like a song. Don't give up. Oh, no. Oh, don't you do it now. Talk to astrologer Laura Banks at StarGalNetwork.com. I'm Doug Steffen.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.